我们来讲摸着生命之道。
This afternoon, we'll talk about touching the words of life.
我们请看约翰一书的一章一节。
Please turn to 1 John chapter 1, verse 1.
约翰一书一章一节。
1 John chapter 1, verse 1.
我们一起大声读。
Let's read together.
一二三。论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。这里告诉我们生命之道。
Here tell us about the words of life.
什么叫生命之道？
What is the word of life?
可以改变我们生命的。
It's something that can change our life.
可以给我们生命的。
It can give us life.
这个生命之道就是主耶稣基督。
The word of life is Jesus Christ himself.
他是神道成为肉身来到世上。
It's the word become flesh.And come flesh,
来到这个世界上面
and come to this world.
所以，让我们可以认识他
so that we can know him.
认识他，你就有生命
If we know him, we have life.
我们现在已经有肉体的生命
We already have the life in flesh.
但是我们的肉体的生命只是六七十年，顶多是八十多年
But our life in flesh is 70 years or maybe 80 years.
之后我们的肉体的生命就会结束了。
But after this, our life in flesh will end.
这一辈子啊，当你得到一切的时候，就是你人生走下坡的时候。
And in this life, when we have everything, it's when we go downhill.
有时候我们心里很多的愁烦。
A lot of time, we have a lot of trouble and sorrow in our hearts.
但是当我们认识神之后
，But after we came to know God,
神要给我们属灵的生命。
God want to give us the spiritual life,
改变我们这个生命
，and change our current life,
让我们看到永生的盼望
，so that we can see the eternal hope.
但是要认识这份信仰
，But to know this faith,
一定要经过三个阶段。
We need to go through three stages.
昨天晚上我们讲第一个，就是我们要听见生命之道。
Last night we talked about first stage. We have to hear the word of life.
我们用耳朵听了解这个福音。
We have to use our ears to listen to this word of gospel.
主耶稣来到世上传福音，让人家耳朵有耳的就应该听。
Jesus came to this world and said, "Whoever have ears, let him hear."
但是这个听不单只是耳朵听。
But this listening is not only using our ears.
还要用心里来听。
We need to use our hearts to listen.
像我们。坐在这边听道理，就是在接受生命之道。
Just like we're sitting here, we are receiving the word of life.
我们不要少看这个听道理哦。
We should not look down on hearing the word of life.
你常常听道理，你这生命之道就进去，你的属灵生命就会旺盛。
If you listen to the word of life often, then you will have a prosperous spiritual life.
所以听道理要专心，不要打瞌睡哦。
So if you listen to the word of life, you need to pay attention and don't fall asleep.
虽然我们刚吃饱很想打瞌睡。
Even though we just ate and we want to fall asleep.
但是我们要对神的话语有渴慕的心呢。
But we need to have an eager heart to pursue the word of life.
第二个
，Second，
你一定要亲眼看过生命之道。
We need to look at see the word of life.
主耶稣来到世上，就是让人家看到神是一个怎么样的性情。
Jesus came to the world to let people to see what kind of nature God has.
因为耶稣基督就是神在肉身的显现。
Because Jesus Christ is the manifestation of God Himself.
他的生活
，His life.
他的为我们钉十字架
，His crucifixion crucifixion on the cross.
他的流宝血。
And he's shedding his blood for us.
他的复活
his resurrection,
全部都给门徒看见
so that everything the disciples can see.
今天透过信心的眼睛
today through the faith of our eyes,
透过相信神的话
through believing in his word,
在灵里面我们也看见主耶稣基督道成为肉身这个道理
In spirit, we can also see the teaching of the Jesus become flesh.
这个给我们生命啊。
To give us life,
这是何等的宝贵啊
！It's how precious this is.
那我们今天呢，教会的也要让人家看到生命之道。
So today in our church, we let to let others see the word of life.
人家走进教会看到的是什么
？When people come into our church, what kind of things do they see?
他看不到耶稣。
They cannot see Jesus.
因为耶稣已经升天。
Because Jesus ascended to heaven.
但是他看到你跟我。
But he see you and me.
在这里看到耶稣的爱吗
？Do they see the love of Jesus,
我们真的有用爱心彼此相爱吗？有的话，别人一定看到。
Do we love each other with the love of God? If so, people can see that.
我们有没有让大家看到？哇，神就在我们这里中间。
Do we let other people to see that God is among us?
如果我们的生命被改变了
，If our life has been changed,
你自己看得见，别人也看得见。
You can see that yourself, and others can see that.
好，那我们今天讲第三个部分。
Now this afternoon we talk about the third stage.
你信仰一定要经过亲手摸到神这个阶段。
We have to go through the stage of touching God Himself.
就是你要有个人的体验呢。
It means you have to have personal experience.
你听见，这第一步。
First, you have to listen.
看见，这第二步。
And then after the second stage is to seeing.
那个都是外在的。
Those are physical.
你自己摸到神。
But you have to touch God yourself.
你自己体验神。
You have to experience God yourself.
那你一辈子就不会离开神。
Then the whole life you will not depart from God.
这个就是亲手摸到。
This is personally touching God himself.
主耶稣在世上的时候也让门徒去摸他。
When Jesus Christ was on earth, he let his disciples to touch him.
我们看约翰福音第二十章。
Let's turn to John chapter 20.
约翰福音的第二十章。
John chapter 20.
二十章二十七节。
Verse 27.
二十章二十七节。
John chapter 20, verse 27.
我们一起大声读。
Let's read out loud.
一二三。就对多马说：“伸出你的指头来，摸我的手。伸出你的手来，看入我的肋旁，不要疑惑，总要信。”这是主耶稣复活之后向多马来显现。
This is after Jesus crucified on the cross, he resurrected and appeared to Thomas.
多马是十二个门徒里面的一个。
Thomas is one of the 12 disciples.
之前主耶稣显现的时候呢，多马不在场。
Before that, when Jesus appeared to the disciple, Thomas wasn't there.
所以啊，当其他门徒告诉多马说耶稣已经复活了
，So other disciple told Thomas that Jesus resurrected.
他就不相信了。
But Thomas didn't believe.
他说什么呢
？What did Thomas say?
除非我亲手探入他的肋旁。
He said, unless I touch, I put my finger on his side.
那耶稣肋旁有一个，早上我们讲了，他被枪，罗马的枪来刺过，他有一个大洞在肋旁。
We know that on his side was pierced by the soldier.
还有呢，除非我的手啊，探入耶稣的钉痕，那个手的钉痕啊。
Thomas said, unless I put my fingers into his wound, then I will not believe.
我是不会相信的。
Then I will not believe.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为死人复活、啊、这种天荒夜谭的东西，谁会相信
？Because resurrection is unbelievable. It's people hard to believe that.
有人类历史以来，谁死了三天呢、啊？他还可以复活的
？In human history, who died for 3 days and they can still resurrect?
我们知道一个人如果死了三天，他的尸体都已经腐烂发臭了。
We know that if someone died for 3 days, their body will decay.
怎么可能活过来呢
？How could they live again?
所以。多马说：“我是不相信，除非我亲自摸到。”
So Thomas said, "I will not believe unless I see in his hands the print of the nail."
结果真的是过了八天之后。
But in fact, after 8 days,
耶稣就显现给多马看了。
Jesus appeared to Thomas.
还有其他的门徒也看到了。
And other disciples also saw it.
主耶稣没有骂多马。
Jesus did not rebuke Thomas.
主耶稣只是说：“来，你不是说要摸吗？”
Jesus only said, "Didn't you say you want to put your finger in my?"
你就过来呀、啊，手指伸进来呀、啊。
Put your finger here.
还有这里呀、啊。
And also here.
当你摸过之后，你就不要再犹疑，不要再 不信了、
啊。After you touch it, do not be unbelieving, but believing.
所以主耶稣可以给我们摸的。
So Jesus can be touched by us.
主耶稣不怕你摸。
Jesus is not afraid of letting us to touch him.
因为主耶稣如果没有复活的话。
Because if Jesus did not resurrect,
他就没有的给多马摸了。
He cannot be touched by Thomas.
所以说真的有复活。
And Jesus indeed resurrected.
那复活这个身体啊，是有属灵的身体。
And after he's resurrected, he have a spiritual body.
灵体是很奥秘的。
In the spiritual realm is very amazing.
灵体就是说有肉身的身体，你可以摸得到。
In spiritual realm, you have a spiritual body that can be touched.
但是同时又不只是肉体的身体。
But it's not only the physical body.
因为主耶稣突然间可以出现，不用透过那个门进来。
Because Jesus can suddenly appear, he doesn't need to go through the door.
显现完之后，突然间又不见，不用透过门出去。
After he appear, all of a sudden he disappear.
所以主耶稣有这种把握。
So Jesus had this confidence.
你来摸。 我没有骗你。
Come and touch. I didn't deceive you.
这个世界很多骗人的人。
In this world, many people want to deceive others.
你在网络上面听到的广告啊，叫你做什么做什么，有一半都是骗你的。
Online, you hear all these advertisements. Half of them is deceiving you.
你叫他拿出证据来，把所有的东西拿出来，他们不敢。
If you ask them to show you some proof, there's no proof they can show you.
没得摸的，摸不着的。
You cannot touch.
空谈，空言。
It's empty talk.
但是主耶稣的不是。
But Jesus doesn't have.
主耶稣带来的就是生命之道。
Jesus bring us the word of life.
你可以摸一下这个生命，你可以亲手经历它。
You can touch this word of life. You can experience it.
我们看路加福音二十四章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter
24. 路加二十四章。
Luke chapter 24.
39节。
Verse 39.
这里主耶稣又叫门徒去摸他了。
And here Jesus asked the disciples to touch him again.
主耶稣在耶路撒冷复活之后，站在门徒当中，跟门徒显现。
After Jesus resurrected in Jerusalem, Jesus appeared to them.
哇，门徒很害怕，以为这个是鬼魂呢。
And the disciple was very scared. They thought those are ghosts.
好，我们看39节。
Let's read 39.
我们一起读，一二三。
Read together.
你们看我的手，我的脚，就知道是我的。摸我看看，魂无骨无肉。你们看我是有的，是49节。说了这话，就把手和脚给他们看。41节，自己翻圣经啊，自己翻圣经。41节，你他们正喜得不肯相信，并且稀奇。耶稣就说：“你们这里有什么吃的没有？”42节，他们便给他一片烧鱼。43节，他便接过来，在他面前吃了。哇，这个很奇妙，也是很有趣啊。
This is very interesting and amazing.
这是主耶稣显现了。
This is how Jesus appeared to them.
他们以为这个主耶稣是鬼魂啊。
They thought he is a ghost.
主耶稣说：“你看，我是有手有脚，你可以摸的。”
Jesus said, "I have my hands and my feet. You can touch."
哇，门徒就很高兴啊。
And disciples were very joyful.
所以说还表演，来来，给我一块鱼，有什么吃的
？And Jesus want to show them, "Hey, do you have a fish? I want to eat."
啊，如果是魂的话，如果纯是灵的话，那吃一个鱼，马上那个鱼就掉到地上。
If it is just a spirit and no flesh, then once he ate the fish will drop to the ground.
但是主耶稣把放嘴巴吃里面，都把它吃进去了。
But Jesus put the fish in the mouth and he ate it.
哇，这个是对门徒来说很大的、很大的安慰啊。
And this is a great comfort to the disciples.
主耶稣被钉的那个身体，放在坟墓里面那个身体。
The flesh that Jesus was crucified and the one who was put in the tomb.
经过三天，没有腐烂。
After 3 days, it wasn't decayed.
胜过死亡。
Is have victory over death.
重新走出坟墓。
And he walked out of the tomb.
跟门徒讲话。
And he spoke to the disciples.
还跟门徒一起吃饭。
And he ate with the disciples.
这就是道成为肉身，生命之主耶稣基督才有办法做到的。
This is the word of become flesh. That only then can be done.
重点我们这里所讲的就是主耶稣要给他们摸。
The main point is Jesus let them touch him.
主耶稣不怕他们摸。
Jesus wasn't afraid of them touching him.
今天很多东西外面卖东西的都说 don't touch, 对不对？看看就好了，你不要摸。
If you go to the shop, a lot of people selling stuff, they say do not touch, only look at it.
主耶稣不怕门徒去摸。
But Jesus wasn't scared of disciples touching him.
主耶稣反而要门徒去摸。
But Jesus warned the disciples to touch him.
这就是有一句话叫科学靠实验。
There's a saying that science rely on experiment.
信仰要靠体验。
Faith, we need to rely on experience.
什么意思？
What does it mean?
学生去学校学科学，一定有理论课跟实验课。
When you go to school, there's a theory you have to learn, and there's experiments you have to do.
就是要做 lab 了。
You have to do a lab.
啊，你先学理论，那就去做实验，证明一下这个理论是不是一样的，拿到这个结果是不是证明这个理论。
You first study the theory, and then you have to go to the lab to prove your theory.
比如说学物理。
For example, if you learn chemistry,
physics.
Oh, physics.
牛顿三大定律
，and Newton has three principles.
那你就去，那你就做实验啊！老师就给你工具啊，给你方法啊，你就做实验啊。
So the teachers give you some tools. You try to prove the theory.
化学实验也一样
，and chemistry is the same.
叫你说实验倒来倒去，哦，拿到多少量多少，哦，跟那个理论一样啊。
You put all the chemical together and you measure it and prove it.
那信仰呢？
And faith.
我们知道生命之道不是一个物质。
Faith is not a physical thing.
你不能用物质的东西去量它。
You cannot measure faith physically.
就是说，你不能说神在哪里啊？你显给我看，我就相信啊。
Just like you, where's God? Can you show me God?
不能 show 给你，不能给你看，因为它不是个物质，怎么给你看呢？
I cannot show you because it's not a physical thing.
但是神是个灵啊。
But God is a spirit.
它是生命。
It's life.
如果你相信这个生命之道，
if you believe the word of life,
你是可以去摸到它的。
You are able to touch it.
啊，有理论的部分，就是我们所听的道理。
The theory is the teaching we study together.
但是生活当中绝对是可以体验这位又真又活的神。
But in our life, we can really experience this living God.
因为我们的神不是一种理论。
Because our God is not just a theory.
我们的神是真的。
Our God is true and real.
啊，是活的。
It's living.
我们看耶利米书。
Let's turn to Jeremiah.
耶利米书的第十章第十节。
Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 10.
耶利米书第十章的第十节。
Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 10.
我们一起大声读耶利米十章十节。
Let's read out loud together. Verse 10, chapter 10 verse 10.
一二三。唯耶和华是真神，是活神，是永远的王。他一发怒，大地震动；他一恼恨，列国都担当不起啊！这里告诉我们，神是一位怎么的神啊
？Here tell us what kind of God is our God.
他是真神。
He is the true God.
什么叫真神
？What is true God?
因为这个世界太多假神啊。
Because in this world there are too many false gods.
就是人造出来的神有太多了。
Many are God created by man.
很多不是神，但是人把它奉成为神的。
Many things not God, but people worship them as God.
那是神不能帮你，不能救你啊。
Those gods cannot help you.
只有独一真神。他是真的。
Only the one true God is true.
啊，这里要特别强调一点哦，他是活的。
He emphasized one thing is that he is living.
什么叫活呢
？What is living?
有生命呢
？You have life.
他会改变你的生命，他会给你生命。
He will be able to change your life and give you life.
你看，耶稣基督在坟墓里面三天，竟然可以跑出来。
Just like Jesus, he was in the tomb for 3 days, but he can walk out the tomb.
显现给门徒看。
He can appear to his disciples.
门徒真的看到了，不然他们不会这样做见证了。
And the disciples truly seen it, otherwise they cannot make the testimony like that.
那看到还不够啊。
But only seeing is not enough.
还要摸到这位神。
They need to touch this God.
因为他是活的，是活生生的。
Because he's a living God.
那我们今天也是一样。
Today is the same for us.
我们要常常追求认识神之外，还要追求去体验神。
We need to not only we need to pursue God, but we need to pursue to experience God.
还要追求去摸到神呢。
We need to pursue to touch him.
摸到神。
Touch him.
你今天有摸到神吗
？Today. Did you touch God?
我们现在教会面对一个最大的问题。
One of the problems the church faced today.
就是呢，流失很多年轻人。
That many of our youth departed from the church.
啊，不单只我们教会。
Not only our church.
其他基督教派他们流失更多。
Many the other denomination they lost even more youth.
为什么他们的教会要卖掉呢
？Why did they need to sell the chapel?
因为没有年轻人去教会。
Because the young people don't go to church anymore.
剩下都是中年，现在的中年就是明天的老年。
Only the middle-aged people left, and today middle-aged is tomorrow old people.
有时候你在台上看下去都是灰白头发的。
If you stand in the podium, you look down, you can see all the people with gray hair.
哇，这个就是教会的危机。
This is one of the crises of the church.
但是感谢神，这一所教会还是比较蒙神的祝福。
But thank God, the true church was blessed by God.
我们有很多老人。
We have many elderly.
我们有很多的小孩子。
We have a lot of little children.
我们透过宗教教育，透过各样的培养，希望他们以后留在教会。
Through religious education, we hope they can stay in the church in the future.
但是有时候你发觉，教会也会流失一批的年轻人。
But even in our church, sometimes you notice that some young people don't come to church anymore.
那为什么年轻人长大会不再去教会呢？
How come after the young people and after they grow up, they don't come to church anymore?
当然有很多的原因。
There are many reasons.
有自己他个人的原因。
Some of them are personal reasons.
有教会的原因。
Some of the reasons are because of the church.
也有家庭的原因。
Also some reason from the family.
但是其中一个最主要的原因是什么？
But one of the main reasons, what is that?
就是年轻人的信仰 没有自己真正体验过神。
Is that the faith of the young people? They don't really experience God themselves.
因为这都是在教会生的，从小就是被带去教会的。
Because they were born in the church, they were brought to the church since they were little.
啊，第二代了，第三代了，第四代了。
They are second or third generation.
那如果自己没有体验到神的话
，If they don't experience God themselves,
他去教会只是一种习惯。
When they go to a church, it's just like routine.
长大了之后，外面的引诱那么多。
After they grown up, there's so many temptations in the world.
或者是我在外面可以做的事那么多。
And they can do so many things in the world.
那我还要再继续去教会吗
？Why do I still need to go to church?
如果你自己没有摸到这个神
，If they did not touch God themselves,
你会就觉得说，哎呀，我要浪费时间了。
They will think that, oh, it's just waste of time.
这个是我父母的信仰而已。
This is the faith of my parents.
但是如果他有摸到神
，But if they truly touch God,
这个神是我的。
This God is my God.
我要一辈子抓住神。
In my whole life, I need to grab hold of God.
因为我曾经摸过他了，摸过他。
Because I have I once touched him.
这份信仰是很真实的。
This faith is true.
你不要告诉我什么，世界不要告诉我什么，我不管。
You don't need to tell me anything. The world doesn't need to tell me anything. I don't care.
我要紧紧抓住神。
I will grab hold of God tightly.
这个就是摸到神。
This is after you truly touch.
所以其实每一个信徒啊，都要追求要摸到神，要体验神的意思。
Every member, we need to pursue to touch God, meaning we need to experience God ourselves.
尤其是下一代的，我们更要为下一代祷告。
Especially, we need to pray for our future generation.
为我们的儿女祷告。
Pray for our children.
希望他们可以亲自摸到神。
So that they can truly touch God themselves.
圣经里面有一个人啊，他摸到神之后，生命不一样。
In the Bible, there's a person who, after he touched God, then his life changed.
我们看路加福音的第八章啊。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 8.
路加福音的第八章。
Luke chapter 8.
八章的第四十五节。
Luke chapter 8, verse 45.
路加福音八章四十五节。
Luke chapter 8 verse 45.
四十五节我们读到四十七节。
We read until 47.
四十五节我们一起读。
45.
一二三，耶稣说：“摸我的是谁？谁？”众人都不承认。彼得和同行的人都说：“夫子，众人拥拥挤挤的紧靠着你。”四十六节，耶稣说。总有人摸我，因我觉得有能力从我身上出去。四十七节，那女人知道不能隐藏，就战战兢兢的来，俯伏在耶稣脚前，把摸他的缘故和怎样立刻得好了，当着众人都说出来。哇，这段故事啊，是我们都读过的。
And this is a story we all read.
是有一个。绝望的妇人要去找耶稣。
And there's a woman who was very helpless, and she decided to find Jesus.
如果看四十三节开始
，If we start from verse 43,
这个女人患了十二年的血漏症。
And this woman having a flow of blood for 12 years.
就是以今天的来说，就是妇科病，就是长期流血。
And if today it's about a woman who's always bleeding for a long time.
我们知道女人一个月有几天的生理期，非常不方便，自己身体也会非常的累。
We know that for a woman they have a period every month, and they will feel very tired.
那几天当中一直流血。
And they will have a flow of blood.
但是后来就会自动停止了。
But after a few days it will stop.
但是这个女人很可怜啊。
But this woman was very pitiful.
天天都在生理期啊。
And every day is in her period.
流血不止啊。
There's a flow of blood continually.
连续已经十二年了。
And for 12 years.
她是已经被折磨到人不像人形的那种，你可以想象她的脸长怎么样，她的身体会怎么样。
You can imagine how she looks on her face and how her body is like.
然后呢，这里说四十三节，她在医生手上已经发掉她一辈子的这种秩序了。
And verse 43 tells us that he spent all her livelihood on physicians.
看医生要钱啊。
When you see a doctor, you have to pay him.
好了，钱也花光了。
And you spend all your money.
病也没有好。
And your sickness is still here.
还病的这个样子，也肯定不能结婚啊，谁会娶她
？And you're sick like that. No one wants to marry you.
就算有家庭，可能家庭也很难美满。
Even if you have a family, it's not will not be a perfect family.
但是现在怎么办
What should she do?
人的尽头就是神的起头。
The end of human is the beginning of God.
啊，她听到耶稣基督啊来经过这一个区域。
She heard Jesus coming through, passing by.
她很想靠近耶稣啊。
She want to get close to Jesus.
但是人太多啊。
But there are too many people.
连接近主耶稣讲一句话的机会都没有。
They have not an opportunity to get close to Jesus and talk to him.
因为主耶稣基督已经很有名气了，大家都想靠近他。
Because Jesus was very famous and everyone wants to surround him.
啊，你是一个血漏症的妇人。
You were a woman with this flow of blood.
还有按照当时的摩西律法。
According to the law of Moses,
这个血漏的妇人是不可以靠近别人，因为是不洁净的。
This woman cannot get close to anyone because she was unclean.
在礼仪上来说，她是不洁净的。
It's ceremonial unclean.
所以她也不可以碰别人，别人也不会想碰她。
She should not touch anyone, and no one should touch her.
但是她不管了。
But she doesn't care.
她知道耶稣在我附近出现。
She knows that Jesus was nearby.
我。解决我人生的问题，唯一的机会就是出现在我眼前。
To solve my problem, the only chance is to appear before Jesus.
所以，他虽然没有办法跟耶稣讲话
，even though she could not speak to Jesus，
他都使劲的去拥挤靠近耶稣的时候，用手去摸了一下。
She keep on pressing, and finally she touched Jesus.
44节这里讲得很清楚了。
44, it was very clear.
他在耶稣的背后。
He was behind Jesus.
他前面都挤不进去啊，也不敢啊。
There was no room in front. She couldn't get through.
他是个污秽的人，怎么可以在耶稣面前挡他
？She was someone unclean. How could she stop Jesus in front of him?
他就是在他的后面。
She was just behind Jesus.
也不敢摸耶稣的手。
She was afraid to touch Jesus' hand.
也摸不到耶稣的手了。
She couldn't touch Jesus' hand.
但是啊，摸耶稣的衣服啊。
So she touched the border of his garment.
结果这里说，一摸耶稣的衣服。
The Bible tells us immediately after she touched Jesus' clothing.
血漏的源头马上停住了。
Immediately her flow of blood stopped.
哇，这个是很奇妙啊。
This was very amazing.
当你摸到主耶稣基督的时候
，When we touch Jesus,
主耶稣的能力就会出来
，The power of Jesus will come out.
但主耶稣当然是知道谁摸他
，Of course, Jesus knows who touched him.
事实，但是主耶稣要那个人亲自站出来做见证
，But Jesus wants that person to came out herself to testify.
我们再看第46节，非常有意思。
Let's read 46 again.
我们一起读
，Verse 46.
四十六节
，Loud together.
一二三
，46.
耶稣说：“总有人摸我。”因我觉得有能力从我身上出去，这句话很有力量啊。
This is a very powerful statement.
你摸耶稣
，If you touch Jesus，
你想要体验耶稣
，If you want to experience Jesus，
你想要证明一下你所信的是不是对的
，If you want to prove that what you believe is true，
你想得到你的问题的解决
，If you want to solve your own problem，
当你拿出信心来
，When you bring out your faith，
当你把这些问题、把这些困难排除掉
，When youput aside all these problems.
无论如何，我就是靠主。
No matter what, I just rely on God.
没有其他的方法了。
There were no other ways.
我就是要试试看。
I want to test, try it.
当你有想要体验耶稣的时候
，Whenever you want to experience Jesus.
记不记得我们讲了？当你想摸耶稣，耶稣会给你摸得到。
Do you remember whenever you want to touch Jesus, Jesus will let you touch him.
这个时候，当你摸下去，能力就会从嘴身上出来。
At that moment, once you touch, the power will come out.
哇，你血流。血漏的那个部分停止了。
The flow of blood will stop.
这是今天对我们来说也是一样。
Today is the same for us.
当你想摸耶稣的时候
，Whenever we want to touch Jesus，
你想要体验主耶稣的时候
，Whenever we want to experience Jesus，
主耶稣会给你体验的。
Jesus will let you experience Him.
好，我刚刚从美国回来。
I just came back from U.S.
啊，在美国的时候呢，碰到有一位执事。
When I was in U.S., I met a deacon.
我还记得他以前跟我做的见证。
I remember he once testified to me before.
他是一个知识分子，是一个大学教授。
He was an educated person, a professor in the university.
他从小没有信主的。
He wasn't a believer since when he was born.
是后来他的一位同学，是朋友，也是同样当大学教授的。传福音给他。
Later on, one of his colleagues, also a professor in the university, preached to him.
就带他跟他太太来教会。
And brought his wife to church.
啊，那个一开始啊，他对这个信仰还是半信半疑，不是很懂。
In the beginning, he was doubtful and he didn't really understand the truth.
但是后来听过查考道理。
But after studying the truth,
听到了，第一就是听了哈。
First, actually listen.
哦，听啊听啊，他觉得这个道理还不错。
After listening to the truth, he thought this truth is pretty good.
带来他就去来教会也看很多。
And of course, in the church, he saw a lot.
也看到很多人得到神的恩典。
He saw a lot of blessing of God in the church.
所以他就慢慢的接受这个道理了。
So slowly he accepted this truth.
也受了洗了。
And he was baptized.
只是他还没有得圣灵。
But he hasn't received the Holy Spirit.
还没有真正摸到神。
He hasn't really touched God.
有时候信心都会很软弱。
Sometimes his faith was weak.
信了一段很有一段很长的时间。
And he believed for a long time.
都求不到圣灵。
And he couldn't receive the Holy Spirit.
好像我已经有十年了。
Perhaps around 10 years.
他已经有一次他非常的低落。
And one time he was very downcast.
他觉得我怎么都求不到圣灵。
And he said, how come I cannot receive the Holy Spirit?
我又不是从小信的。
He wasn't believed since he was a child.
我身边的人都得了圣灵了。
Everyone around me received the Holy Spirit.
我太太也有圣灵，就是我没有。
My wife has the Holy Spirit, but just me.
都超过三十岁了。
He was over 30-some years old grown man.
他已经很灰心了。
And he was very discouraged.
他心里面想，这次灵恩会之后，我就不要来教会了。
And he thought maybe after this spiritual convocation, I will not come anymore.
当然，这个想法是不对的。
Of course, this thinking is not right.
你不能知道神的时间，也不能强迫神。
We don't know when with the time of God, and we cannot force God to do something.
但是他心里面呢，他没有跟别人讲，心里面有这个想法。
But he didn't tell anyone. He just had this thought in his heart.
我这一次之后，我就不来了。
He said, "After this time, I will not come anymore."
但是神怜悯他。
But God had pity on him.
主耶稣怜悯他，在这一次，这是灵恩布道会当中。
And in this spiritual convocation,
主耶稣给他圣灵。
Jesus gave him Holy Spirit.
哇，第一次摸到神。
First time he touched God.
哇，真的有圣灵啊！
And he truly feels there's Holy Spirit indeed.
原来神让我等那么久，就是试验我，要考验我。
God wanted to wait for so long because God wanted to test me.
知道我信心那么不足。
He knew my faith wasn't enough.
那他信仰就开始慢慢的追求。
And he started slowly pursue his faith.
那他也开始在教会做圣工。
And he started to do holy work in the church.
有一次大概五十几岁的时候。
And one time when he was 50-some years old.
突然间生病。
He was suddenly sick.
得到肺炎。
He got pneumonia.
这个肺炎啊，非常的严重。
And this was very serious.
送到医院里面。
He was sent to the hospital.
医生用尽所有的抗生素都没有办法把这个肺炎压下去。
And the all the doctor used all the medicine and still control this sickness.
他还是在壮年的时候啊，五十几岁啊。
And he was in the middle age, 50-some years old.
已经快不行了，已经医生下了病危通知了。
And the doctor gave him a lungs notice.
哦，他太太非常紧张。
And his wife was very nervous.
到处打电话给他，把那个教会的那个 directory， 教会的信徒名簿就拿出来。
And her wife took out the member directory.
一个一个教会打电话。
And she called the church one by one.
当时也有打莱卡加利。
And at that time, they even called the Calvary Church.
帮我先生祷告啊。
He said, "Pray, please pray for my husband."
我先生这个肺炎压不住，医生说快不行了。
And this sickness of my husband, he almost died.
其实后来回想起来，他知道那个时候的肺炎，不知名的肺炎，应该就是非典 SARS， 非典型的肺炎，
this,
没有药可以医。
Pneumonia probably is SARS at that time.
我们知道十几年前 SARS 也死了很多人。
Ten some years ago, we know that SARS, there's many people die during this.
在加拿大也死了很多人啊。
Even in Canada, many people die of SARS.
他太太就到处打电话。
So his wife keep calling other churches.
求大家帮助祷告啊。
And he asked, please pray for my husband.
当时候在各地真的有很多人在迫切帮忙祷告。
So in the whole world, many people pray for him.
因为最后的药都用了，如果都没有效的话，那就可以说是一定死了。
Because this, or even the last medication they try, if it is not useful, he will die.
但是感谢神，真的怜悯了。
But thank God for his mercy.
神有时候就是在人的尽头、人的困难当中展出他的大能力。
And sometimes God shows his great power in the end, during the end of the human.
慢慢，他从最严重慢慢减轻，慢慢恢复，慢慢下来。
So at that time, he slowly recovered.
哇，他自己好了之后，他说真的是体验到神的帮助。
And after he recovered, he testified and say that.
既然神还留住我的生命。
He said, even God saved my life.
那我要服侍神，我要多做圣工。
I need to serve God and do more holy work.
这个就是摸到神了。
This is touching God.
每个人在生命当中应该要追求体验神，遇见神。
Everyone in our life, we need to pursue touching God and encountering God.
其实保罗在他的生命当中也是有遇见过神。
Even Paul in his life, he experienced encounter God.
他怎么样认识神、遇见神呢？
How did he experience and encounter God?
就是在大马色的路上。
It's on the road to Damascus.
我们看这个《使徒行传》第九章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 9.
使徒行传的第九章第三节。
Acts chapter 9, verse 3.
使徒行传第九章第三节。
Acts chapter 9, verse 3.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
一二三，扫罗行路，将到大马色，忽然从天上发光，四面照着他。第四节。
Verse four.
他就扑倒在地，听见有声音对他说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？”第五节。
Five.
他说：“主啊，你是谁？”主说：“我就是你所逼迫的耶稣啊！”你看扫罗是怎么改变的？
Let's see how Saul was changed.
他怎么摸到神、体验神的？
How did he touch and experience God?
用两个字，就是苦难。
Two words: suffering.
扫罗这种人，如果正常来说，是绝对不会信耶稣的。
If for this normal situation, Paul, this kind of people will not believe in Jesus.
因为他本身有很大的骄傲。
Because he had a lot of pride in him.
为什么会骄傲？
Why was he have a lot of pride?
其实人类在犯罪之后，本身在里面就有很多的骄傲。
Because after human sin, we have a lot of pride in us.
觉得我自己什么都做得了，我为什么要信神？
We thought that we can do anything. Why do we need to believe in God?
还有，他觉得说，这个耶稣是一个被钉死的罪人，怎么可能是神？
He think that.Jesus was a criminal who was crucified. How could he be God?
所以他讨厌耶稣。
He disliked Jesus.
他到处去抓信耶稣的人下监牢。
He go everywhere to catch all these believers of Jesus to go to prison.
他自以为是。
He thought he was right.
当然了，扫罗本身也有他的条件，他真的很优秀。
Of course, Paul has his own condition because he was very exceptional.
他在当时最有名的老师下面当学生的。
He was under the most famous teacher at that time.
以今天来说，就等于在哈佛啊、牛顿啊啊那毕业 PhD 的意思了。
And it's today time. It's like you graduate from Harvard, a very elite school.
很聪明
，and very smart.
自我为是
，but he always think he was right.
这种人怎么会去信神
？How could this kind of people to believe in God?
相信主耶稣基督。
How?Can they come to believe in Jesus?
但是神就有他的方法。
But God has His own method.
如果神要拣选的人哦
，When if God want to choose you,
神要让他遇到苦难。
God will let them face suffering and trial.
人是在苦难当中才会想要去摸神的。
When human were in suffering, then they want to touch God.
你看刚刚那个妇人，她不是在血六十二年吗？所以她才想去摸耶稣啊。
Just like this woman, she has a flow of blood for 12 years. That's why she want to touch Jesus.
如果她很顺利，她会想要去摸耶稣吗
？If her life was very smooth, why would she want to touch Jesus?
健健康康、平平安安，在家里吃饭哦，休息了，怎么会去找耶稣
？If she have peace and she can just enjoy at home, how would she just go to find Jesus?
扫罗这个时候是行路要去抓基督徒。
So at that time, he was on the road to Damascus to catch Christian.
结果天上有大光照着他，四面照着他。
But suddenly a light shone around him.
哇，这个光太强了，这是属灵的光啊，不是一般的太阳光啊。
This light was a strong spiritual light. It's not just the sunlight.
他就跌倒在地上了。
And he fell to the ground.
这个太震撼了。
It was very shaking.
然后声音就跟他说啊。
And he heard a voice saying,
扫罗，扫罗。
So,
你为什么逼迫我
？Why are you persecuting me？
吓死！这个声音哪里来的
？And he was so scared. Where does this voice come from？
如果在天上有声音跟你讲哦
，It's a voice from heaven.
你会很紧张啊。
If speaking to you, you will be very nervous.
今天如果在机场广播了，叫你的名字出来，你就很紧张了，是不是？我要做错什么，或者是我 miss 掉什么了
？If today in the airport it was announcing your name, you may be nervous and thinking, "Oh, did I miss my flight?"
天上的声音，天上的神认识你啊，点你的名啊。
But heavenly God, announcing your name.
你为什么逼迫我？
He say, Why are you persecuting me?
他说，主啊，你是谁？
And Saul say, Who are you, Lord?
这个声音说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
And the voice say, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting.
这一刻他完全崩溃了。
And he collapsed.
因为他的眼睛已经瞎掉了。
Because he became blind.
趴在地上根本走不了路。
And he fell to the ground, he couldn't even walk.
也不晓得人生下一步要怎么走。
And he doesn't know what's the next step.
他完全被打击到极点。
He was beaten to the extreme.
因为一个人如果突然间吓掉了，你会完全你的思想完全会改变。
Because if a person suddenly become blind, your thoughts will change.
因为你失去视力，这代表你失去所有的能力。
Because you lose your sight, you lose all your ability.
不能写字。
You cannot write.
不能打电脑。
You cannot play computer.
不能开车。
You cannot drive.
甚至你不能自己走路。
You cannot even walk.
所以神把他的视力暂时拿走。
So God take away his sight.
但是当神把他视力拿走，
But after God take away his sight,
他开始经历神了。
He started to experience God.
他经过一段很长的时间思考。
And after a long period of pondering,
经过祷告。
After praying,
神给他圣灵。
God gave him Holy Spirit.
神也透过亚拿尼亚一个工人，就提醒他你要怎么做。
And God through another worker and Ananias to tell him what he need to do.
哇，让他接受洗礼。
So let him receive baptism.
他的眼睛被打开了。
And his eyes were open.
那一次就是他第一次摸到神，经历神。
And this is the first time he experienced and touched God.
在苦难当中。
In suffering.
原来苦难是那么重要。
Suffering is indeed so important.
当然我们不希望得到太大的苦难。
Of course, we don't want to encounter too much of suffering in our life.
但是如果神让你遇到某一些生命当中的苦难，
But if God wanted us to experience some certain suffering in our life,
那其实神是让你摸他，让你体验他。
And actually God wanted us to touch him and experience him.
有些时候是我们身体突然间得了大病。
Sometimes, perhaps, our body will have certain sickness.
突然间，怎么会我好好的？怎么医生说我病得那么严重？
Originally, we were pretty good, but how come we are so sick suddenly?
不是神不爱你。
Not because God does not love you.
神要你抓住他去摸他。
God wanted you to grab hold of him and touch him.
有时候你的压力大到睡不着。
Sometimes our pressure was so big.
突然间可能得了忧郁症。
Or maybe we have depression.
突然间得了失眠症。
Or we become 什么症
？Insomnia.
Insomnia.
突然间你就压力大到不行。
All of a sudden our pressure was so big.
我们要学习这个妇人，这个血肉的妇人，我要去摸耶稣啊。
And we need to learn from this woman and touch Jesus.
主啊，我要依靠你。
Lord, we need to rely on you.
加强祷告。
We need to strengthen our prayer.
如果一般的祷告还不够
，If our normal prayer is not enough,
就禁食祷告。
We need to fast and pray.
没有别的方法。
There's no other way.
因为只有禁食祷告，你才可以体验神最大的能力。
Because only through fast and prayer, we can experience the greatest power of God.
有一个姐妹就是这样分享。
One time, a sister shared about this.
她遇到很大的困苦。
He encountered a lot of suffering.
她真的不知道怎么样走下去。
She doesn't know how she can continue to walk.
但是有一次听道理的时候，她就听到。
But one time, she listened to a sermon.
苦难就是体验神的机会。
And the sermon says, suffering is the opportunity to experience God.
体验神，你就是要祷告。
To experience God, we need to pray.
一般祷告不足够。
And if prayer is not enough,
就是要禁食祷告。
Then we need to fast and pray.
没有别的方法。
There's no other way.
你要靠神。
We need to rely on God.
那这个姐妹听了之后就是好，既然这样，我就禁食祷告。
And the sister says, this is good. I need to fast and pray.
每天早上
，every morning,
她不吃早餐。
She doesn't eat breakfast.
自己决定一段时间。
And for a certain period.
神啊，你一定要帮我开路。
She say, God, please open the way.
哎，他经过这段禁食祷告的时候
，And after this time period of time of fast and prayer,
他感觉到哦，真的是摸到神了，神帮他开路啊。
She can feel that God actually opened a way for her.
他里面的力量刚强起来。
And the inner strength have become strengthened.
虽然问题没有马上全部解决
，Even though the problem is not totally solved,
但是他已经知道神要他往哪个方向去改变，去追求。
But she know which direction that God want her to pursue.
很奇妙啊
！It's very amazing.
所以我们要摸到神。
So we need to touch God.
困难就是让我们摸神的机会。
Suffering and trial is an opportunity for us to touch God.
那对于我们的下一代
and for our next generation.
我们要鼓励他们。
We need to encourage them.
有一个圣职人员，他这样见证。
There's a minister who testified.
他家里哦，每个礼拜都约的孩子们做一个家庭的祭坛。
Every week he set up a time with his family to have a family altar.
这个也是我们每一个信徒应该都要做的。
This is what every member should do.
每个礼拜至少一次。
Every week should be at least one time.
约了你全家的大小坐在一起围着桌子。
And set a time for the whole family to sit around a table.
啊，做一个家庭祭坛。
And have a family altar.
啊，读一篇圣经。
Read a Bible passage.
唱几首诗。
And sing a few hymns.
然后就分享一下你生活有困难。
And share the difficulties in life.
那就家庭祭坛当中啊。那就邀儿子了，那儿子来分享一下你有什么困难。
And during that time, he asked his sons to share.
啊，儿子都分享。
And his sons share.
哎呀，我读书上面遇到一些困难。
And I encounter some difficulties in my study.
我这个论文啊，交上去又被退下来，又交上去又被退下来。
And this thesis, after I submitted, it was rejected and keep rejected.
我再怎么努力，我都没有办法达到老师的要求。
No matter how hard I did, I cannot fulfill the requirements of the teacher.
再被拖下去，我就毕不了业了。
If I still keep on being rejected, I cannot graduate.
我需要准时毕业，因为我已经找到一个工作了，在等我了。
I need to graduate because I have a job waiting for me.
那不能毕业，那不能去上班呢、啊？说不定工作都会丢掉。
If I cannot graduate, I lose my job.
啊，家庭祭坛里面，爸爸就鼓励他了。
And during this family altar, then the father encouraged his son.
有困难就祷告。
If you encounter problem, you kneel down and pray.
就多祷告。
You just pray.
你自己解决不了的问题，你就靠神。
For the problems you cannot solve yourself, you need to rely on God.
我们一起为你祷告。
We pray together for you.
那全家就很迫切了。
And every family member will pray fervently for him.
那之后，这个儿子说：“我没有空陪你们吃饭了，我要去学校。”跟老师来讨论这个论文的事。
And later on, the son said, "I don't have time to eat with you. I have to go discuss this thesis with my professor."
啊，那家人就去吃饭，只有他没去。
And everyone eat, but he didn't go eat.
结果呢？不久之后呢？这个儿子都赶来跟他们一起吃饭了。
And later on, his son catch up with them and eat with them.
为什么呢
？Why?
哇，他说好消息啊！我刚去学校跟老师讲好了，老师说可以了，给我过了。
Say good news. I just talked with my professor. He let me pass.
本来都说不知道什么时候可以过。
Originally, he didn't know when he can be passed.
结果一下子神就给他通过了。
And immediately, God let him pass this thesis.
家庭祭坛
，family altar.
大家一起来向神祷告。
Everyone prayed for God.
哇，下一代的信心慢慢就建立起来了。
And then the faith of the next generation will be built up.
有时候摸到神不一定是很大的病得医治才是摸到神。
Sometimes we can touch God not only through very big sickness.
有时候小小的事，生活当中的体验。
Or sometimes it's just small things in our life.
都可以让你摸到神。
Through the small things we can touch God.
只要你想摸到神，主耶稣一定让你摸到。
As long as we want to touch God, Jesus will let us touch him.
主耶稣还会让你感觉到他的存在。
And Jesus will let you feel his presence.
增添你的信心啊。
And increase your faith.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
514首。
514.